The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Because I can't do anything, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, you can set a lot of those. You can set a lot of that stuff up to, you know, to do it by number keys if you had them.
Yeah, but I didn't know that until you just told me.
So too late for that. They got the shit.
Huh?
They got that shit.
Well, I didn't know that until you just told me.
There's a lot of stress. That's stressful.
What's stressful, man? Life, man.
PKs are very stressful. It's so much pressure. It's like, yo, you better score. It's all on you. And if you don't do it, you just cost your whole team.
Damn, son. That shit is crazy.
Crying and
stuff. Oh, hold on. We're hearing ourselves here. God damn it. Fucking, I muted this shit. Anyway, we're here. We're clear. We don't want any more bears. What's going on, people?
Those videos? Yeah. Wait, so that thing I sent you with the guy where he shot up in the air and randomly shot a bird?
No, I didn't see that. But right now, I'm watching the Mandarin duck in Central Park. You seen this shit? There's a fucking Mandarin duck in Central Park, and he's hanging out with all the other ducks.
That's not a surprise.
That's an invasive species. Yeah. Kill it.
Uh-oh. No. You're crazy.
But a lot of this stuff happens. A lot of those restaurants, they bring over certain things, and then sometimes one escapes, and they're like, ah, fuck it.
Well, that's the thing. Know? This thing has a rubber band around his leg. Like, yeah, somebody owned that shit. Somebody had it. You know?
They had it. You know? And that's it. That's a delicacy right there.
It's the same thing with the there's these beetles that are an invasive species.
Killing the trees, right?
They're killing trees. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if this. I mean, it technically is invasive, but it's just a motherfucker. God damn, my camera's all fucked up. I'm leaving it off tonight. Fuck this shit. Technical difficulties, people.
Yo, man, I'm the only one on video. What is this?
Yeah. Anyway, I may as well do the intro for the MP3 people. What's going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 208. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
The only guy on video. What's up, people?
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
And Adam Vale.
What's up, people playing Red Dead like shit? Fucking donkey.
Let us add that this is the New York crew right now.
Yeah, you're right about that. Everybody else is gone, man. New York. We are. Yeah, we're live. We're good here. Saying what's up to the people. So anyway, may as well explain what's going on here. So basically, because of some foolery with PC, I only have one monitor tonight. My display cable or display option port, whatever the fuck it's called, not available. I did all this shit. Nothing happens, so I don't know what the hell's going on. Manny sent me a video. Hopefully, I'll fix it, but who the fuck knows?
You know, Adam could be right. It might be a power supply problem.
I think it might be that, because my power supply is making crazy-ass noises now.
Your power supply is making crazy noises, and some of your ports are somewhat, your one of those ports is depowered. It definitely sounds like a power supply issue.
Yeah, so what should I do? Should I just take the power supply and buy another one?
Get a new power supply. It's always good to get a new one, especially if it's been close to 5 years.
Yeah, it's been about four, you know.
Get a good one. If that was, just swap that one out. But then again, how old is that? I could have sworn you just bought this PC.
No, I bought this shit in 2015, early 2015, man.
All right.
The years fly, bro.
Yeah.
Let me just to break it down. So basically my display port, let me just break it down all down. Okay, so I come home yesterday and the fucking, everything looks pixelated on my monitor. I'm like, what the hell's going on? So I figured, let me change the resolution. Maybe I'll fix it, right? Then it just said completely display port, not work, no signal, whatever. I'm like, what the fuck, you know? So I was like, okay, maybe it's the cable. So I plugged in the HDMI cable. That worked fine. Everything, that's what I'm using right now. So today I went to go buy another cable. I figured, okay, it's probably the cable fucked up. Nope. Display port still not getting a signal, so something's up. And then to add on top of that, I was like, okay, since I haven't done so in a very long time, let me turn off my PC and dust the shit out. Mad dust in there, you know? So I do that. And then when I turn it back on, the fucking power supply fan is just like going insane, you know? So I turn off the computer, you know, turn it back on, and it still does that. And I got so frustrated, I just started smacking the fucking fan until it stopped making that noise, you know?
When you opened up the case, right, and you clean out, you made sure – did you see anything loose or did you make sure you didn't touch anything?
No, everything's fine, man. Everything was good, you know? Everything was – you know, these Micro Center guys, man, like they really did – because they built it for me. What's up?
Here's the other thing. You know, on top of your CPU, there's a fan?
Yeah, there's a bunch of fans in there, yeah.
Was that one running on top? Because that's the other thing that could cause that too. Sometimes that gets clogged up.
No, every fan in there was fine.
All right.
What's going on for me to enjoy? Can only get you guys through mobile? Question mark. I don't know what that means. NHL says fan may be going bad or there's an obstruction. Yeah, it could be that too. I saw that. I think I'm just going to take the power supply out and see what I could do. Mm-hmm. Look up some videos, see what the fuck. Because I don't know any of this shit, you know? Yeah. I use a computer. I don't know anything about this junk, you know? But, you know, I'll figure it out. Hopefully, but Adam, you're right, though. I've had that power supply forever. Maybe it's time.
It's always good. Always good to get a good power supply every 4 years or so.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm about to hit that 4 year mark in January, you know? Anyway, so just, you know. Actually, you guys shouldn't experience anything on you guys' end, so you'll be good, you know? It's just I have to deal with a lot of bullshit on the side. Anyway, so before we start, what's up? Somebody was going to say something?
No, that was just something that was probably just Jossie in the background.
All right, so the fuck is I going to say now? Oh, yeah, so I want to give a shout-out to our boy, J-Dub City, who has been broken out of Twitter jail. He's back, people.
Oh.
So that's good to have him back. Like Twitter was
not the same. Is he really broken, or is he just did his time?
He did his time, but you know, I want to make it more dramatic. I tweet out like Arthur Morgan and the Vanderlyn gang broke him out of Twitter jail. But yeah, he served his time, you know, like a good citizen.
You know, he has to be, you know, now he's on the hit list.
Yeah, you got
to
be careful, man.
If he gets any more complaints, they're gonna have more people. They won't hesitate to do it the next time.
You know. Broken Games HD, you know, Ken, we've had him on the show. Mm-hmm. He gets thrown into Twitter jail all the time because he upsets people. He doesn't even say anything crazy. It's just they decide to report him, you know, and they ban him because, you know, people are haters, you know.
And and the thing is about a lot of that stuff is there's just like a zero tolerance program, you know, policy about it. Anybody makes a complaint, you know.
Yeah. So, but here we go again. Chris, you could explain this. So Depp. Another one. He goes, Nintendo financials tonight. Chris, what's going on with these financials? I don't think anybody has their financials ready, do they?
No, I mean, Rockstar's isn't ready. So I went to look at the Take-Two Interactive Open Investor site, and the last thing they have up as of today is their Q1 2019, which ended June 30th. They don't have Q2 up yet. May have it up tomorrow. They may have it up Monday. I mean, notoriously, they've been late. Like, even the Q1 one didn't come out till August 2nd or 3rd, so it was late. So theirs is going to be late. Like, Nintendo's may have theirs up, but, like, it would have just come out today. So I have not had a chance to look at it.
Okay. So if we get our hands on that, we will have it. Remember, we don't get this shit, like, beforehand. We get it just like when you guys get it, you know? So... give us a while. You know, Chris doesn't sleep on these things. So you will get those financials. As soon as he sees them, they're going up. You know, so unfortunately, we don't have that for you tonight because probably not out yet. Hey, Mr. Brett.
Hey, I sensed that people weren't arguing enough. So here I am.
Yes. Yeah, we still haven't really. I mean, we're already live, but we haven't fully started yet. So you're good, you know. So yeah, shout out to J-Dub. He's out of Twitter jail. Served his time, like Manny said. He served his time.
he served his time, and now he's out on the streets.
Yes. All right, man. So let's get into it. So our first topic, or main topic here, is Red Dead Redemption 2 has broken sales records. Big surprise there. But by the way, just to let you guys know, this is both us talking about the sales breaking, but it's released just so we could talk about the fucking game. Let's just be honest. We want to talk about the fucking game. You know,
what I like about the sales is the wide open nature of them.
Explain.
They said it was just physical. They didn't say it was a digital. I'm sure when the digital gets counted, it's going to be ridiculous.
Yeah, they said the only thing that sold more, because this is in all of entertainment, by the way. They said it's broken sales for like the 3 days of all entertainment. The only thing that's beaten it is GTA 5 in the first 3 days. For no surprise there, you know.
But don't we, but remember, when GTA 5, when it first launched, the whole eShop going and getting online, that wasn't there. That wasn't an option. You had to go physical with that.
Yeah.
Now we see so many people buying digital that I'm sure once they take that number into consideration, it's got to be closer to that 500 million mark. It has to be. Because tons of people went digital on this one. Remember, the PlayStation came out and announced that this was the highest digitally pre-ordered game that they've ever had.
Hey, even our contest winner, Mr. Spooky Brandon,
yes,
he won. Spooky he Brandon. Won. He was like, physical, I want the shit digital. I want it digital.
Yeah, he's halfway to the platinum. You can follow him. He's almost there.
Crazy,
dude,
man.
He's going pro, yeah. He said. So.
But, Brett, what's going on? You said there's some vagary going on with this?
No. You said we're just using this as an excuse to talk about the game. And I said, yeah. My favorite part about the sales statistics is the wide open nature of the world, and that has a nice, slow, even gameplay pace.
Yes, exactly. But yeah, the financials, again, no surprise. What was it, 725 million or some shit like that?
Yeah, it's nuts.
It's crazy. But again, no surprise there, you know? But yeah, again, we're just using this as an excuse to talk about the fucking game. man, yeah, this has been my world for the last week. I can't stop playing it, and when I'm not playing it, I'm thinking about playing it. It's real, you know? Just when I think it's, I'm getting to the end, right? Nope, there's more. I'm loving it, and there's still so much out there. Like, it really pays to just explore, because you will find something, and it's going to be good, you know?
Dude, I don't even know if I'm actually into it. This actually tells you something about the game. I'm not entirely sure if I've really started doing a lot of the main story stuff. It's so well integrated into everything else.
Yes.
And I'm so, like, I will just wander around and be like, is that a deer? I will chase a deer for 20 minutes just to skin it.
Just yeah, get that's... some bait. Just get yeah. some bait. Put Brett, the bait near you and then
yeah,
sit back.
Brett, you'll love this. The, you know, last was it? Because on Tuesdays, I always stream something, right? I went in there with the express, you know, goal of I'm going to hunt shit during the stream. That ended up happening. I ended up doing it because it was like, you know, chasing a squirrel. Like, oh, what's that? I got distracted by everything, you know.
And that's God,
yeah, you know what I'm saying,
dude. I gotta say this. Has anybody else had the problem of inadvertently being going on a murder spree? Because like, I can't tell you, and I haven't put that much time into the game, but the amount of time, like, I'll be walking along either on foot or on my horse, and I'll bump into somebody, and they'll start mouthing off, and I won't defuse the situation in time, or I'll just antagonize them because I'm being pissy, and like I'll just do nothing, and they'll start shooting at me, and so then I have to draw my gun and kill a man in broad fucking daylight, all right, and then some other asshole 20 feet away sees it and starts running to tell Johnny Law, and so I need to chase him down and murder him, but he runs into another place full of people, and so I got to kill all of those people.
They got to work on that. That needs to get fixed in a patch, because if you see it on their website and how they list how the whole collision and getting called for the cops to come up and do all that stuff, that if, let's say, there's a bad guy, right, and you shoot him, doesn't matter if he's a bad guy, part of the other gang, you shot first, so now the cops come after you. But if he shoots at you, or if he attacks you and you kill him, then they shouldn't have to come after you because it was self-defense. That's broken. Because like you said, it's like there's times where a guy I bump into whatever and he says, hey, you buddy, and I just keep walking and he'll punch me. My guy tumbles down and everyone sees this. I get up, I start beating the shit out of him, and then the cops come after me and start shooting at me. I'm like, yo, I didn't even take my weapon out, you know, and they're already trying to kill me for what?
You know, that's been in GTA forever. So, you know, whatever. I mean, it can be, but I just take it as like, you know, that's just part of the fun. You know, the shit, it goes crazy. But Brent, that's happened to me. Like, I go into town, have a $20 bounty, and then through no fault of my own, at least the way I see it, 2 minutes pass and I have a $200 bounty. I'm like, how did this happen?
Yeah, I've had that.
I had to kill all of these people. Yeah, you made me do it.
Exactly. Yeah. A guy started popping off at the mouth. I had to clip him. And then his boy show up. I got to kill all of them. Then the cops show up. I got to kill them. And it's crazy, man.
I've had that happen, except it happened when I got robbed. Like, I was riding, and this lady was like, oh, help. My horse threw me and blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, okay, ma'am, I'll help you. And then she gets up, and she pulls her guns and 5 more guys come out. So what did I do? As soon as she walks up and starts patting me down, blow her head off, and then I shoot her buddies, right? I go dead eye, boom, 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 boom. This guy rides by in a stagecoach, and all of a sudden it says witness murder. Yeah. I'm like, wait, what? I was got fucking robbed. So I like Brett, I had to go run him down. I tried to defuse it. He wouldn't do it. He starts shooting at me, so I killed him. Like, what else am I going to do?
Defusing witnesses. I never considered that. I just fucking kill him.
I actually didn't either. I didn't even know that was an option.
Yeah, I didn't know.
I was riding next to him and be like, buddy, you don't know what just happened. And he's like, get away from me. And he starts shooting me. And I'm like, oh, well.
Like, all right, man, I got to introduce you to this bullet real quick.
I remember just on the road and there was a horse in front of me. A guy riding his horse. I'm like, all right, whatever. And next thing you know, he's like, why are you following me? I'm like, I'm not following you. I'm going. It's only one path. I'm going straight. Next thing you know, he takes his gun out and starts shooting at me. He gets all paranoid. I was like, shit. So I shot the horse. I wanted him to just walk. So I just killed his horse. I didn't even shoot at him. I was like, that's it, bitch. Now you're on foot. I don't care where you're going.
Yeah, hey, that's a good option.
I killed an entire stable yard full of people, made my way an appropriate amount of distance outside of town, made camp. I was sitting there cooking meat, and the thing flashed up and said, investigating murder. And I was like, are you fucking sick? I have to ride back into town to murder this guy.
Yeah.
And I forgot to put one body in a fucking barn.
Yeah. The witness will go and get him, and you'll see the cops looking around and stuff. They're investigating, you know? It's kind of funny.
Yeah, and it's weird. It's like, you think you're, like, out in the middle of the woods, and somebody sees you. I'm like, wait, how? Like, what the fuck?
That's the shit.
Then you got to, you know, but that, you know, that's just the way it is, though, man. I kind of like some of that randomness. By the way, this happened to me today. I was talking to somebody, and I got headbutted by a goat. I'm like, okay.
Oh, yeah. They'll attack you.
I saw a great video of he was holding somebody up, and, like, he was holding his gun, like, straight up and, like, fired off a warning shot, and then 2 seconds later, a duck fell.
The bird. Yep. That was the one I sent to you guys. I was telling you. Like, yep.
Yeah.
There was another one. Did you see the grizzly one where the guy goes into the cabin?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, basically, yeah. The guy opens the front door and there's a fucking grizzly inside. Like, what the fuck?
Jumps on him.
Yeah. Yeah, some of those things are random because I noticed I went to this one house and there was a guy. He's like, hey, get off my property. I'm like, what the fuck? So, you know, he actually flat out killed me because I tried to defuse the situation. He popped me. So I go back there, try to get my revenge. He wasn't there anymore. So I looted the place, you know, and then I come back later. And then when the side missions later, somebody takes the house. I'm like, okay, so this tells me that's a random occurrence. He doesn't live at the house. He could be somewhere else too, you know. Which is kind of cool, but I do like the way the game kind of directs you to different things, you know, and if you pay attention to certain things, you'll get rewarded for it. Like, I was walking down this road, and I'm like, is that blood? Fuck is that? So I follow the path, and, you know, I see a sign that says, like, the end is nigh or something. Then the camera pans, and there's this fucking mutilated body. I'm like, oh, shit! You know, crazy stuff. I could do a whole podcast on just the crazy, like, things I've, like, seen in these side missions, man. It's insane, you know.
Yeah,
what's some of the crazy stuff you guys have seen?
I was riding along and I saw this house, and this house had smoke coming out of it, so I thought maybe it's on fire. I'm like, the first thing I'm thinking is, like, yo, I'm gonna go rob this place. So I go in, I open the door, and I notice there's exploded people in there, like, there's mutilated people. And I'm like, what the fuck? I look up, there's a hole in the ceiling. And I realize a meteor crashed in the house and blew them up.
Yep.
And I took it. I actually could sell it. Like, you could get the meteorite. But it killed them.
I saw that. Here's another one. It's on the same one. I'm riding down the road, and these trees, they're all, like, leaning forward into the sides. It looked like some Tunguska shit. You know, I'm like, what the fuck? So I go into the middle of it. Sure enough, there's a big ass, like, meteor asteroid thing just blew everything up. Like, whoa, and what's cool about that is he marks it on his, you know, his little journals, like, hey, here's a meteor I found, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if we should be talking about this, because then a lot of this is, like, spoilers. People, like, we were amazed when we see it. These people need to be amazed when they see it, because there's a lot of shocking moments.
Oh, yeah, and I'm not, you know, there's some,
yeah.
I'm going to say this, and this is not spoiler, because this is a side mission, but you know how you get houses that you could rob and stuff? So I went to this one house and it was occupied, and dude, I felt horrible about myself afterwards. Like, for an entire day, I'm like, man, like, and this is a video game, and I'm like, I feel dirty right now over what I just fucking did.
Well, you dirty.
You know, I'll tell you guys after the show because I don't want to spoil it here, but I'm like, oh, God, like, maybe I shouldn't have done that. Like, I felt now I don't want to rob houses. I don't want to get in a situation like that, you know?
Also,
like,
if you wanted to have some real creepy experiences, set up camp out in the woods.
Oh, yeah, I've done that.
When you set up camp out in the woods, your boy's going to wake up a few times. Weird shit.
I got jumped by some like inbred assholes, and you could tell the dudes look fucking like they look like cavemen, all fucked up looking, and they were like, "Hey, we'll be back for you, boy." I'm like, "No, you won't." Pop, pop. But now I got all his cousins coming after me whenever I go into that area. And you know what has to happen? You know, got to kill all those motherfuckers.
See, now this is the shit that I'm just like, damn, there got to be a way, because you have all your guys at camp just hanging out, not doing shit. It should be a way to be like, yo, you, Lenny, come on, we're going. We're gonna go do this shit. You know, there should be a way to, you know, you're a gang. There's no gang activity.
That's a good point. Like, I didn't think about that.
You know what I mean? It's not like you're just forcing people. You are a freaking gang, and they're just sitting there bored. You hear them all the time talking about, yeah, we're just waiting. They're not collecting anything. When you look at the ledger, it's always you dropping shit off. So it's like, yo, I should be having options like, hey, you want to go on a mission? Come on, let's go. Get on your horse.
That's true. I don't know. What I come back to camp, right? I contribute. I throw all the, like, platinum and silver and gold earrings and all this shit I loot off people, right? And then I'll throw in like a couple $100 into the freaking thing, and I look in the ledger and it'll be like, Uncle Carrot 30 cents, whatever her name is 50 cents, and I'm like throwing in hundreds of dollars. I'm like, I'm the only one fucking running this camp.
Yeah, right. And that's hundreds of dollars in 1899 money, you know. So it's like you're going in
money. With that gold and platinum, you get more money for selling it to the fence.
Yeah, the fence is good. Yeah, the fence is good.
And use that to upgrade your camp to get that fast travel and all that other
shit. I got the fast. I was working to unlock the fast travel. That's why I went. I started doing the treasure hunts just to get.
Yeah.
Gold. Nice.
Yeah.
Gold and but that's what I'm saying. I was like, it's still early. I'm sure we're gonna get all kinds of weird patches and other little things. And you know, you live and you learn. I'm sure they're gonna add all kinds of stuff to it as we progress. But because I'm wondering.
Much stuff to GTA 5 single player? Because I don't remember them doing that.
No, I think all the cars are available cross-game.
But in GTA, remember, you weren't in a gang. You were pretty much solo. You know, you did your missions unless it was like a heist. This is like you are designed to be with people. They're all there.
Hold on. So, in GTA 5, you can bring people with you. You could bring some random guys with you. It's like, yo, let's go. You could do that. Yeah. I remember that. Yeah, you could do that.
What mission was that?
It's not missions. You unlock them later where you could bring people with you. You could call them up and they ride with you.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't it in 4? It was 4 that you can call up.
4 did that in Sword 5. Yeah, you could do that. See, here's the thing. Because, you know, and I do want to, you know, go with this because, you know, I've also heard a lot of complaints about the game, right? To me, and I'm just being honest right now, I think a lot of the complaints are kind of petty. But that, Adam, right there, what you said, that is a good complaint. Like, yeah, why can't I just bring my fucking gang with me, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, and while we're talking about complaints,
they only work in storylines.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they bring you on missions. Why can't you bring them on missions? You know, like, let's go, motherfucker. You ain't doing nothing.
While we're talking about those issues, anybody in the chat, let me know if you have this issue where some of the characters are missing from your camp. Because I have that issue that it's a known bug where Jack is missing and, you know, the wife is missing, Marston, they're missing. They're not there. So if anybody else has that, that's a known issue. And supposedly they come back in Chapter 4, but it's like if you fail or some weird issue, if you do a retry of the first mission with Uncle, it glitches the camp, and those characters just disappear. So you can't do any of their side missions.
Yeah, like I said, I haven't. The thing is, like, I didn't, because you said there's some missions that I couldn't do, and I did do those. So, but I haven't had that issue. Again, like, the only big issue I had was I was fighting a guy by the train, and you know the animation he does when he grabs him and pins him to a wall. He tried to do that to the train, and it ended up merging both characters together into this weird monster, you know. And then I couldn't move or anything. But then the game slowly started like moving them, like, you know, away from the train, and then they like pop away from each other, you know. But no, because I know some people, you know, they're complaining about the shooting mechanics, I haven't had a problem with them. Like I said, 8 out of 10 times, I get those headshots, boy, you know, because it plays just like GTA. So that, you know, I haven't really had to figure out how to work the game. I know how to work the game. You know, I've been working these games for years, you know, but I know Adam, he had to do a bunch of shit.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. I went into the settings. I wanted to make it like the original Red Dead. You can get rid of the dead space that it's there for the
dead
aiming.
Space.
And then you could change for either normal, narrow, or wide when it comes to the auto aiming radius. So I adjusted that, especially when you're on the horse, you want something wider. So then that way, when you turn around, he'll do a better shot as opposed to just trying to like pinpoint, and then it just causes a delay. Shit like that. You know, and of course, the toggle on for just pressing the button to run as opposed to constantly mashing the button to run. You know, you can do the auto assist for tapping too. So when you're doing those missions where you have to like keep tapping to pick up something, you just hold it and it'll just do it. So you don't have to do that.
Yeah. And a pro tip for everyone. If you are shooting and you're not really using Deadeye, but you want to reload fast and he reloads too slow, go into Deadeye and then turn it off and you'll be automatically reloaded.
Oh, shit. I didn't know about that.
Yeah. As soon as you go into Deadeye, even if you have zero bullets, soon as you go into Deadeye, your gun is full. And you just turn it off.
Also, press in and out of Deadeye. Don't try to use it all if you don't need to.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Just get out of it, because sometimes you'll do it, and then you'll still have more time of Deadeye space, and then you're just in red. Get rid of it. Turn it off. Just press in and turn it off. Save that.
Yeah, by the way, just like Red Dead 1, your Deadeye gets a lot better as the game progresses. Because I remember I didn't like Deadeye when I was first playing this, but I didn't like Deadeye at the beginning of Red Dead 1, but it gets a lot better. It gets the way it used to be in Red Dead 1 by the end of that game, you know? Yeah, you'll be right about it. Don't use it all. It's like, just use it as you need to, you know? Yep. I still love Deadeye. That shit is fucking awesome, man. You feel like a badass, you know?
Yeah.
Like you go into it, you know... target three guys, pop, 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 and then all simultaneously drop.
You know where it's really saved me? With the animal attacks. Like,
yes.
I was hunting a moose and a mountain lion. Like, literally, I just saw the eyes. You know, I went into Deadeye, just fucking shot that thing in the face. It would have killed me.
Yeah.
Like, and so, yeah, it's useful.
I haven't tried it. You can't do Deadeye with the bow, right?
Yeah, you
I
can.
I haven't tried it.
Yeah, I did. I've done it.
And does he just auto load the bow?
Like, no, actually, no. I'm an idiot. No, No, here's the thing. You could go into the slow mo for Deadeye, but you can't use the R1 Deadeye. That you can't. You still have to hold R2. You know what I'm saying? But you could slow time down, because eventually you get the Deadeye where you could just freely shoot and just have the world slow down. You know. But no, you can't do it like a bullet. I know what you're saying. No, you can't. At least not where I am at right now. You know. But who knows?
Oh. And here's another little pro tip. If you want to get good pelt for like those level 3 animals, just use your lasso. If you're close enough, if you're in range, then just use the lasso on the big animals. You could actually lasso them.
You want to lasso a bear?
No, not that bear, but like deers and elk stuff. And moose. Yeah, you can. And then you could just go up and slice their throat, and then that way you get perfect pelt.
Actually, here's the thing. That doesn't guarantee perfect pelt, because they may have a poor pelt to begin with. And you can actually look at that with your binoculars.
Well, the quality. Yeah. You can see if it's a grade 3, though, then you won't degrade it.
Yeah, doing this. Exactly. No, but you're right about that. You can degrade it, though. You can degrade it. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, dude, you can, if you keep shooting at it and you start putting holes in the shit.
Yeah.
Forget it. Even if it's with the arrow, same shit.
I heard that you could upgrade your arrow so you could basically kill him in one hit. Like, you could upgrade a bunch of your weapons. So that was what one of my friends did. He upgraded his arrows, and he says he's killing even, like, big moose in one hit.
Oh, shit.
So I'm like, damn, I need to do that. You know, I wonder how many. It probably kills bears fast. Dude, bears are crazy in this game, boy. It will jump your ass, you know?
Yeah, it's funny because it's like when you see the fight scenes that you have with them, it's just like The Revenant. You know what I mean? It's like going back and forth, like, you get into like little mini game trying to get the gun so you can shoot at it.
Yeah. I'm glad they addressed one issue that I personally had with the first Red Dead. I'm like, guys, I know this is a video game, but bears do not hunt in packs. You know, so I'm glad that bears in this game run solo, but they're also a lot more dangerous in this game.
I've seen them. I've seen 2-3 bears near
you. Really? Okay. So that gets in and fix that.
I said bait. That's the thing.
Oh, that's why, yeah.
When you said bait, they come. It's sort of like, I remember in Red Dead 1, there was a trophy to kill a certain amount of bears. I don't know if it was all of them, but I remember what I did was I put bait near the cabin door.
Yeah.
Right. And I was in the cabin because they couldn't fit through the door. And when they would get close, pop, 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 then that one dies. Right. And then another bear would just show up and pop, pop, pop. Same type of thing. But when I said bait, that's my issue. I've had twice where I'll hunt and it's a bait. The bear shows up. I'm shooting. All of a sudden, I hear a roar from the side of me. And another one comes. I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah. You know what? I've never said bait. I need to do that. Like, because I was trying to hunt a legendary bear. That motherfucker didn't show up. You know, I'm in the area. Like, because I hunted a legendary moose. I didn't have to use bait on him. He just showed up. And also hunted a legendary fish. But that fish, it was part of a side mission.
If you reload that second, I think the second mission where you're hunting the legendary bear. Remember when you go with Javier, when you do that one? You can keep getting that pelt.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask you, can you bring the same weapons that you currently have to that mission?
Yeah, you're just reloading. You're just replaying it. You complete it and you'll get dumped. So you click on start, you go to the progress, and then you'll see the different sections. You'll see chapter 2, go to chapter 2, and you'll see all the missions that you've done. Click on one and then click replay.
I find this other really cool tip. Like, basically, if you hunt a legendary fish and you cook it, that counts as you having the legendary fish. So you could basically have like 4 fish on you, you know, and they'll all count. And you could sell them for the same price you would if it was living, you know, like, because your horse can only carry so much, you know what I'm saying? So instead of like putting the fish on top, on the back of your horse, and remember, the fish is big, you just fry the shit and it counts, you know?
Or sell, whenever you get all those canned goods and stuff, just sell all of it. And since you're already hunting, just cut that meat up and use that. So you'll have a stockpile of that, and that gives you more energy than the canned goods.
Okay, that's good to know. Yeah, because I never really touch the canned goods. I always just eat.
Most people don't, because then you got to go into another sub menu, you know, as opposed to just the quick pressing the L1 and just, you know, clicking on the provisions and stuff.
Well, for the canned meat, you got to, for the game meat, you got to, hunt. You got to, set up camp. That's a little more involved.
No, that's what I'm saying. If you're already hunting and you're doing all that stuff, then go ahead and make that. Get a bunch of that. Just cook and do that. And then all your canned goods, just sell them. You get money for, because they don't give you that much health as opposed to the gamey stuff that you're cooking.
Yeah. That's crazy, man. Yeah, I need to do more hunting, but I'm going to save all the hunting stuff until after I beat the game. But right now I'm just doing main and side missions, because, you know, the side missions show up in white. Every time I see something white, I go check it out, you know. And then I'm also here's another tip. After every few missions, go back to towns, because they always seem to have something new, you know. Like, I went back to I haven't been to Valentine in a long time. I went back, and all of a sudden, there was a new story, like, a new side mission for me to do. And it was insane, too. These two, like, insane brothers, which you shall see. What's going on, Mighty Nerd?
Play dominoes?
Yeah, okay, by the way, this is very bad for me to admit as a Dominican. I don't know how to fucking play dominoes. Like, I don't know.
Just matching up numbers. That's all you gotta do.
That's all I was doing. I was like, but I don't know if I'm winning or not. Because I'm like, okay, I'm just matching up numbers.
Whoever gets rid of all the dominoes first wins.
I thought that wasn't how you play the game. Because
It's almost like Uno. It's almost like Uno.
Interesting.
Once you drop your last domino, you won.
Okay, because I saw somebody on Twitter making fun of people that think that's how you beat the game.
No, that's how you win. I've won a bunch of matches.
Then how do you score? Like, I'm like, how do you? I don't understand this.
You don't gamble with that. That's just a fun game to play. It's not like when you play poker. And
the game tells you, like, first to whatever point wins. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah, whoever point wins, meaning, like, once you drop your stuff, I think you're playing, like, 2 or 3 rounds.
Yeah.
But once you finish up your dominoes, once you have no more dominoes in your little slab there, you win.
But I've done that, and I've failed, you know?
That's weird, because I've won, and then I've won against a girl. I can't, because
okay, hold on. Do you play? Have you ever played dominoes in real life?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm like, do the rules apply?
Yeah, it's just finishing up. It's just finishing up where you don't have any more pieces.
Interesting. All right.
You just shuffle it again.
I'll take your word for it, because I'm not a domino guy. Again, very bad for me to admit as a Dominican, but I don't know how to play fucking dominoes at all. I don't know how to play any of these, like, poker. I'm like, I don't know how to play that shit.
Well, they teach you how to play poker in the camp. In the camp, and you would just bet, like, $1 or something like that.
Yeah. By the way, shout out to Titanfall Princess for all the cheers she's giving us right now. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Well, let's ask if she knows. Did you hear they released some new content for Titanfall 2?
Yeah, yeah, she is a Titanfall fan. Yeah, did you know?
She says, because I saw some on Twitter. This is the first time they tweeted in a while, and it said Titanfall 2, and it said Frontier something. It was like, it's time to go back out. It said some shit like
that. Interesting. Yeah, I think I saw something like that. And then somebody retweeted, like, I didn't know this. McFarlane actually drew, like, a piece of art for Titanfall. This shit looked legit, too. It's the robot and the dude, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on there. Yeah, but yeah, any last things you guys want to say about Red Dead? Because, again, we're just using us to talk about the game. But yeah, me personally, I fucking love it, man. It's great. It's so addictive, man.
Yeah. Oh, and if anybody goes down that one road over in the town roads that just sets all their horses on fire.
I heard about that.
That's it. You can look up on videos. It's just a road. You don't see any flames. It looks like a normal road. And as soon as you go down it, you just get thrown off and your horse just goes ablaze.
That's crazy.
So, I don't want to lose my horse.
Yeah, I don't want to go over that road.
Oh, here's another little pro tip for a lot of people that don't know. You can manually save. A lot of people are just
dealing with the horse. That's obvious, yeah.
You say it's obvious, but it's hidden because you have to click on story, and then from story you'll see the option to save or load. Just create your own saves. I treat my game like it's an RPG. Whenever I go into another town, I create a save. Whenever I complete a mission, I create a save.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I've had so many times where I'll complete a mission, and then I'll get back on my horse and go to town, and then I get jumped by an animal, or I get robbed, some gangs and stuff, and then I die and have to do this shit all over. So.
Yeah, even though I found that the game does have a pretty generous autosave too, you know, because whenever I've died and I had to restart, or when I just, Adam, as you call it, rage quit, it always brings me back to a good spot. I never did that before, but when you started telling me about it, that actually is a good way of avoiding dumb shit, you know? Yeah. Like I said, like, listen, I don't want to pay off a $200 bounty, so I just, you know, rage quit and reset it, basically.
One time I was on the horse, and I was making a sharp turn, and he tripped on a rock or something, and he went tumbling. I go falling off, and my horse is dead, and I didn't have anything alive. I fucking rage quit, came back, he was back. I was like, I'm not going to, that was so dumb.
You know, I injected my horse with that revival double shit.
Survivor, I had that too. My horse fell over.
And then I brought this up before, but I don't know if you guys experienced where your horse disappears. Like I'm still have this one. I've got all these other missions done, but the side mission of robbing the doctor, which is like one of the earliest ones, go in the back, rob the doctor. I park my horse in the back. I've hitched it. I've told it to stay. Never. Every time I go running out, my fucking horse is gone. I could whistle for it. It's gone. Next, you know, I'm just on foot running from the law. Never make it away. I just want my fucking horse to stay. I watch videos. Everybody's horse is there. Why is my horse gone as soon as I run outside? You know, frustrating because I was like, this is a simple mission. And I'm not even shooting at the law because I don't want a high bounty. I just kill the guys in the back. I grab the legendary gun that you find, the rare gun. I grab the $50 and I go running out the door. You know, I run up the back. I jump over the railing. The horse should be there. Fucking Tito is gone. That's why Tito's gone. I'm like, yo, Tito. And I'm whistling. Nobody. Nope. Next, you know, I see the cops running after me. So now I'm on foot. I was like, this is bullshit. I've tried everything. He just won't stay. I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Oh, yeah. Titanfall Princess. I know about that. The mission where you have to get drunk. You guys know what's up.
That was awesome. With Lenny.
That was fucking insane. You know?
Did you get away? You can get away.
Oh, yeah. I got away.
I didn't get away. And yeah. He's laughing, and I just got busted. But.
Yeah, no, I got away. You know? Hey, Brian, is it a daylight saving time, man? I thought that wasn't until Sunday, man.
It's Sunday. Yeah.
Maybe it is Sunday in England. Who knows? Oh, yeah. Another, you know, since we're giving out tips here, tips on fishing, because last night I was stuck on this one fucking fish for like almost an hour, you know, like it would, like basically the trick, and today I tried this one trick, I got the shit in 5 minutes.
I still haven't fished.
Okay, because basically what I would do is when I throw my lure, I'm shooting to the moon, I'm throwing that shit fucking far, throw that shit really close to you. The fish is going to come anyway, you know, especially if you have the right bait, the fish will come to you. So I threw it maybe 5 feet in front of me. Fish caught it. I reeled in just a little bit. I spun the shit maybe two times. I caught the fish. Legendary fish. You know,
because I mean, it's under the theory of like real fishing that the bigger fish, of course, don't go in the shallow because they're too big. So that's why it's like throw further out. But
no, this, yeah, because I was already in the middle of the lake anyway on a boat, you know.
Okay.
But even in the shallows, like I saw a guy on YouTube do it. He was right by the shallow and he caught a legendary fish just by throwing the lure maybe like 5 or 10 feet away from him. You know, it's crazy, man.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, by the way, Titanfall Princess does not know about that Titanfall thing you just talked about. So
yeah, it's from Respawn. It's their official Twitter. I just saw a notification pop up probably like 2 hours ago.
Yeah. Anyway, Brian, how are you, man?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm good, man. Yeah, as I was saying, did you guys get daylight saving times early or something? That shit ain't till Sunday.
We had it this week.
Oh, you had it already? Okay. Oh, no, because whenever Brian shows up exactly an hour late, I'm like, daylight saving time happened. It happens every year, man. Two times a year. I want Brian to show up an hour early one time. That shit'll be funny. Like, how's that possible? The show isn't even set up yet. Oh, man. Brian, any random thoughts on, even though you haven't played it, on Red Dead 2? You have?
Wondering how people have forgotten about the 100-hour work week.
Yeah, ain't that about a bitch. Mm-hmm. You know, people forget about that shit real quick. They forgot about that real quick.
They're getting bonuses. These dudes are getting paid right now.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, every instant that game came out, nobody was talking about that shit anymore.
It's funny. My boss brought that up. He was like, so if I told you guys can get a 5% bonus if we get this done, would you put 100? I was like, damn right I would. Shit. We're making dough. Of course, shit. He's like, you're going to get home late. Fucking Uber. I don't give a shit. I'm getting paid.
Give me my money.
But Adam, how that doesn't make any sense, because how am I supposed to feel good about my life when I don't want to put in effort if you put in work and get paid for it? Like, that's like that doesn't work with my narrative, Adam.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah, but I want you to be successful or not successful, completely independent of my own work merit. Yeah. See?
It's hilarious. Again, the same people that were crying about this, they're not saying shit now.
No, because they played and they're like, you know what? Totally worth it.
Yeah, they're like, you know what? Maybe these guys did work that hard, but damn, it's worth it. Hey, I feel that way too. I'm like, shit. I don't care. I'm getting my game.
Also, the way that it's sold, like, you know they're getting paid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not just low-level drones in the company. They're making money. They're getting bonuses.
Exactly. Yeah, these people are still running out there buying their iPhones and Samsung Galaxies. They're not bitching about the kids making the phones.
Exactly. You know, Foxconn and all that other shit, you know?
Yeah, like, come on now.
Anyway, let's move on here. We're still on Red Dead 2, so this is interesting. So, this British website called Trusted Reviews is getting sued by Take-Two Games for $1 million.
No, it's not sued. They didn't sue. They donated $1 million.
Yeah, they have to donate, yeah, because basically they leaked some information about Red Dead 2 back in February. And, so it's an interesting story, because on the one hand, I'm like, you motherfuckers shouldn't be leaking shit. But then it's like, the reporters, they're supposed to do that. So I don't really know where to fall on this.
They must have known they were in the wrong real quick for them to. Yeah. That announcement came from that site saying, hey, listen, we did something wrong. We're putting the $1 million into the charity of Take-Two's choosing. We're sorry. And we took it down. They knew. So maybe there was something where they had information that was told that it was off the record. And he still added it, whoever posted that article.
And yeah, the article is gone now.
It's gone.
Yeah, basically, some of the things they talked about is how the game's going to have first-person mode, which is true, and also that the game is going to have a battle royale mode, which, you know, it may or may not. We don't know at this point, you know? But yeah, go ahead.
So the whole, like, that's what reporters do thing, though, like, I think that's more for investigative reporters. I don't know if that's for, like, entertainment and media reporters.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, though. Should entertainment reporters be investigative reporters? I think that's a good question to have.
For things like scandals, yeah, but not for things like it. It's an investigative reporter in the day and age of just breaking NDAs. They're not really an investigative reporter. They're just somebody who doesn't keep their word.
Well, this is an NDA. This is somebody, you know, leaked something to them, you know, and they published it. That happens in a lot of gaming websites where, like, some of their insiders will tell them shit. But for example, look at Jason Schreier. He's a video game investigative reporter. He finds out about a lot of shit, you know. So do you think that shouldn't be happening in entertainment?
He doesn't go based off of gossip. Remember?
No, he doesn't. He actually investigates, yeah.
Yeah, and they let him in. They knew he was investigating. They were like, okay, yeah, you can talk and ask questions. He didn't start saying rumors. Well, Johnny so-so said this and some other guy. You know, he goes straight to the source like, hey, are you doing this shit?
Yeah, so, Brett, do you think that shouldn't be allowed or something? I'm just curious.
I think it's a fine line. I think that if as the site, they didn't break any NDAs.
No.
So I don't really see how they
lost in this instance. To be quite frank,
we just don't know the content. They must have had something.
It wasn't about NDAs. It's just like I think they were like, oh, they're spoiling stuff. I don't know the context.
It was some like something about their financial or something. It was something deep. It was not just simple game shit. There was something that it was.
Yeah, let me read a Take-Two statement. They go, Take-Two takes security seriously and will take legal action against people or publications who leak confidential information. Because the situation involved information about Red Dead 2, Rockstar Games directed the settlement funds to these three great charities. All right, so basically they see it as leaking confidential information. Yeah. But it's, you know what I'm saying? But I'm like, it's a video game. I don't know.
I agree. It's a video game.
Yeah.
But it's got to be something beyond video game that they leaked out, because we would have read it on other sites.
It was just.
No, yeah. I agree with Adam. Like, I bet you there's something else going on here, and I guarantee you a big portion of this is probably hush money to keep that something else going on.
Yep.
Like, there could have been a manager at, there could have been somebody at this publication who intentionally tried to put a plant. Like if they practice corporate espionage to get this information, then that's an issue.
Gotcha.
If they weren't
on any sort of non-disclosure agreement?
No. This was leaked.
That's it. All we know is that.
An insider. Yeah.
It depends. Yeah. If they hacked in and got the information, or they did it through corporate, like, I bet you it has to do with how they got this information.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, that makes sense, because it wasn't like the thing that was published. None of that. It didn't say, hey, we got this through these means. They didn't have anything like that. So you think it's some behind the scenes shit that's really.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, gotcha.
Some shady shit happened and they got caught. Because look at it. They gave it a right away. They're like, yeah, all right, here. They didn't say, you know what? We're going to fight this. We'll go to court. They didn't do anything. They're like, nope, you're right. You got us. My bad.
Yeah, that's interesting.
They don't want to disclose, and they don't want it to go public. And that's probably actually part of the deal. Is like, yeah, we'll sign the settlement, but part of the stipulation is you don't disclose publicly how we got our information.
And also, I mean, you don't want to be you don't want your media outlet to get blackballed. So if they're known for doing shady shit like this, I mean, all the other publishers and stuff say, you know what, fuck that. We're not giving you anything to review. We're not doing interviews. We're not working with you. Period.
Mm-hmm.
So. They probably don't want any of that either. So, like, shit, especially when it's not a big publisher like Take-Two and with one of the biggest games of the year, you don't want that type of press on your website.
Yeah, here's a line, because this report was by Jason Schreier, too. He goes, it's unusual to see an independent editorial outlet apologize for reporting on leaked information, a common occurrence in all fields of media. That's true. That's why this is an interesting story, because usually when you leak information, nothing happens to the person that, or the thing that publishes it. Nothing happens, because leaked shit happens all the time. So I think you guys might be right that this is really about not exactly what was leaked, but something behind the scenes. How the leak came, you know? I think you might be right about that. Because this happens all the time, you know? Like, how many times, leak.
Well, there's nothing illegal about speculating or nothing illegal about, like, if a Rockstar employee quit and they got their information from that Rockstar employee, they could... That Rockstar employee could be sued, but it's not illegal for them to have or possess or publish that information.
Yes, exactly.
The journalist could easily just add in a little sentence saying, in my opinion,
when a person leaves a job, it's usually when you sign those sorts of contracts with companies like that, they have gag order, especially on gag order contracts, which essentially means that you can't say a damn thing about it.
But only you're liable for that, not the people that you sell that to.
No.
So, like, if you went out and, published a book on, you know, Apple's insider information and techniques and how they engineer and stuff or something like that, they could go after the rogue engineer and, like, cause, you know, sue them for millions of dollars worth of damage. But, like, you couldn't sue the person who wrote the book. Like, well, that's confidential information. I never signed anything. Like, that's what's fishy about this whole thing is they're not actually breaking any rules, and yet they're very readily, you know, handing away a settlement. Like,
$1 million. Sense. That's a big amount.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense.
Something happened.
Yeah, something definitely happened.
Never know. Who knows?
Well, that's what this report says. We're like, we don't know what the hell happened here. And there's a lot of questions and few clear answers.
I, Yeah, I bet you that in today's day and age, that has to be intentional. Like, you don't have information about a case and then you're just missing, oh, we don't know how this leak happened. Like, what do you mean you don't know how? You don't know who told you the information? Like, that seems like pertinent information that somebody should have. And the fact that it's missing is just, it seems like, you know, retracted information on a government thing. Like, there's just a big black bar there. Like, well, yeah. I don't know if there was anything ever behind that black bar. There's a big blank area of information that people should know, but nobody seems to.
Yeah, I wonder if we're ever going to get an answer. We probably won't, to be honest. No,
that's probably why they, because as I've said, $1 million is a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is a lot of money.
That's crazy. All right, man. Let's move on here to the next thing. And Chris, I hope you paid attention to this because I didn't. Super Smash Brothers Nintendo Direct. I saw Twitter going crazy whenever I went on Twitter because I was too busy playing Red Dead. So what happened in this that was of note?
I didn't pay. I only got a couple of highlights. One is that Ken from Street Fighter is a character. Well, I think he's just
an Echo character. Yeah.
Yeah. But you could play as Ken now. Yay.
I was going to say, yay.
Hey, yeah. And you know, he's got some of the same moves, but he's the same character.
I didn't pay attention to much else after that.
Too much Red Dead, man.
What about the...
That's your boy right there, Ken.
It wasn't even that. I saw that they were talking about the season pass, and that there were some other characters that are locked out that you don't know about, and that there's some other spirit system, and it's got all these other games where you randomize so you don't get to play the characters that you want to play. It's like all this weird shit. They spent like a half an hour talking about that.
I'll if somebody asks us a question about it, I will have looked at it by Sunday and I can break it down. But like right now, I don't know other than Ken is an Echo fighter of Ryu and he's in the game. And they're going to throw everything into this game. It's coming out this month. So
oh shit!
I don't know what else. What else is left to be said, right?
Yeah. You
know, they threw the kitchen sink in there.
Yeah, because I mean, this was a 44 minute direct. So I'm assuming they had some stuff to do, you know, show or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, but all right, you know, yeah, Gas has asked us questions about it. And we'll get back to you on it. You know, yeah, whatever. I don't give a fuck about these games. All right.
Not a fan.
Yeah, I don't care. All right, next.
How about that Red Dead?
Yeah, right. Let's talk about Red Dead some more, man. Fuck that. You know. Hey, just keeping it real, man. You know, that's why we didn't look into this. Too much Red Dead, man. All right, the next thing we'll talk about here is the PlayStation Classic lineup. The full lineup has been revealed, and I want to get your thoughts on it. So let's go down the list here. Battle Arena Toshinden. Pass.
That's it. Just do it that way. It'll be easier because it'll be quicker. So we just do a round. Which game? Want this pass? Nope.
Yep. Should we do that by everybody?
Yeah, it's a lot. It's what, 20 games on this?
Yeah, all right. Okay, so you say pass. Brett, what do you say about Battle Arena Toshinden?
I don't even know if we need to go person by person. We could just do a general yay or nay from the
All right, we can do that.
Council. I pass.
Brian?
Pass.
Chris?
Pass.
Manny?
Whatever.
Yeah, that's my thing. I'm like, sure, why not? You know?
I mean, he's using like Battle Arena Toshinden. I did have a good time with it at the time, but that game is one of the ones that didn't age very well. I mean, I played that years after I originally played it, and I was like,
all right. Next up, I think everyone's going to do a pass on this. Cool Borders 2.
I understand why it's there.
Why?
Because it's Cool Borders.
And they can't get a Tony Hawk game, so they're going to put one of those games. Because Tony Hawk should really be on this shit.
Tony Hawk should be on there, but unfortunately...
Yeah, they can't
probably copyrights, you know?
But I understand Cool Borders. Cool Borders was a popular game.
All right, yeah, fair enough. Cool Borders 2, to be exact. Mm-hmm. Next up, what do we have? Destruction Derby.
Again, one of the original PlayStation titles.
Is that what it is?
The second one was much better, though. Destruction Derby 2. I remember buying Destruction Derby 2.
Man, I'm looking at this. I haven't even heard of some of these fucking games.
It's filler shit.
Yeah, not this one, though. Final Fantasy VII, everybody knows. That's had to be on here. So that's good.
Yeah, that's all right.
The first Grand Theft Auto.
All right.
Yeah.
Top down, yeah.
Gotta know where it came from.
Yeah. Here's one. I never heard of this game either. Intelligent Cube, but the cube is with a Q. I don't know what the fuck that is. Pass on that. I don't know what the fuck that is. Remember
Intelligent Cube.
Yeah, here's Manny's favorite game, Jumping Flash.
Is that my favorite game? No. I didn't even buy a PlayStation then when those games came out. In fact, Adam had it first.
Yeah, I don't care about Jumping Flash. Jumping Flash was like, oh, look at the jumping, whatever.
I would say that game would do pretty well in VR. If they remade that game in VR, I think that would be a lot more.
That would be interesting. Yeah. All right, Manny, here you go, man. Metal Gear Solid. That needs to be on there.
Well, that's on there.
Yeah. Mr. Driller, whatever.
Mr. Driller's an interesting one.
Is it?
Elaborate. Elaborate. Why is it interesting?
It's an interesting choice. I'm thinking they're also kind of choosing things that are a little bit, you know, obscure to kind of
introduce. I think, yeah, they're trying to keep
give
the
us
variety.
ESPN X games. Bring us that shit, because that was a launch title, and that was kind of fun. That was like one of the few games, I don't even know if they ever did it again, that had Lugin. Remember, you can
Lugin. Shit, that's crazy.
Straight downhill. Remember, it was a downhill shit.
What else? This one's good to have on there. Oddworld Abe's Odyssey.
Yep, that's also an original.
That's unnecessary.
Not necessary, but it's nice to have. But you're right, it's not necessary.
No, I said it is. That's a necessity. Oh, you have to have the first Oddworld. That's a staple, man.
Okay. By the way, for most of these, I'm going to take you guys' word for it because I did not care for the first PlayStation. Rayman, that needs to be on there. Rayman was fucking awesome. Resident Evil Director's Cut, you already know. Got to have that. Here's an interesting one. Revelations Persona. I think that's only on there because Persona's big now.
It's the first Persona game.
Yeah, I think that's only on there because Persona's big now.
Yeah.
Cass Harai's happy about this one. Ridge Racer Type 4.
That's good. That was a good one.
Yeah, I'm happy about this one. Super Puzzle Fighter 2. Turbo.
I think it's an interesting choice. It's not something I would think of putting on there, but I think it's an interesting choice.
Yeah, here you go, Brian. Siphon Filter.
Yay, about time.
It's coming back, baby. It's coming back. You know, Tekken 3?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, you know. Yeah. Rainbow Six, the first one. First one. Twisted Metal and Wild Arms. I don't know about Wild Arms.
Nope.
Wild Arms is a
2 should have been there.
Yeah, Twisted Metal 2 should have been on there. Yeah, Wild Arms is a good RPG. Have you actually looked at the lineup of the Japanese?
Yeah, let's talk about that, because what's up with that lineup?
Wait, they have a different version?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The Japanese version actually has a few different games, like Demolition Derby and Cool Borders and a few other ones are actually not in there. Parasite Eve is one of the ones that are on there, and I think that's a really good one.
Yeah.
There's also what is the name of that game?
It has a lot more JRPGs on it.
It has a lot more JRPGs.
But the thing is, like, you know, Americans aren't really, you know, hip on that.
Yeah, that's exactly it. See, like, for me as a person who, you know, just my playing habits. They did. So, yeah, Parasite Eve, Saga Frontier, Persona 3, I think. Arc the Lad 1 and 2. That's what they have on there.
Had to be can't be Persona 3. Persona 3 was a PlayStation.
It was one of the other Persona games, I think. It's on there.
Interesting.
It's not the first one, though. It's not the one that, you know, the Revelations Persona. It's not that one.
Yeah. All right, you know.
But it's kind of cool. It's like, but I mean, to be honest, I would want the Japanese one better because there's quite a bit of games that I kind of enjoyed playing on there.
Yeah, like I said, I'm getting this because I just want to have a little cool PlayStation console. But this lineup is kind
of wait long enough. One of those third party ones will make 10 of those.
Yeah, but I personally don't really care for much of this lineup, to be honest. You know,
I'll wait till it gets hacked and I can put in my own ROMs. And
hey man, you can hack it yourself, man.
I could. I just got to. Yo, I'm playing Red Dead. Did you not see the shit that I got to do in Red Dead?
Yeah.
It's going to take a lot of time.
Well, this shit ain't coming out for a while, right? No, this thing's coming out this year. No,
this year. Yeah. It's like next month.
What the fuck? Yeah, that's crazy.
That's so.
All right, so, yeah.
Have you seen pictures of his wife? Xing Ming?
Oh, wait, what the fuck are you talking about?
Shit, he posted online. He even said it. What the fuck?
You go,
yeah, right. You call those and shit. Anyway, any other last thoughts you guys have on this lineup?
Yeah, it's whack.
Yeah, I mean, it's sprinkled awesome. With good ones like Final Fantasy VII
and Metal Gear.
Even Ridge Racer was a good racing game. Oddworld's a good game, but like Jumping Flash,
yeah.
Tells me, what? Who chose these?
It's fillers. It's like that's
yeah,
it.
But don't fill it like they. You know, they had enough time watching
like that,
Nintendo
man.
Do this same fucking thing.
Jumping Flash is. Go ahead, Brett.
They did this worse than Nintendo.
Yeah, I mean, Nintendo did two of these already. They should have learned because this is like the filler in the NES Classic. Like, nobody gives a shit about Balloon Fight, right? Like, there's a whole bunch of balloon fights in here.
You know what they should have did? They should have, because they already know that they were going to do this, and say, hey, here's a website. Pick the ones that you would like, and the ones that get the most votes gets in.
Yeah, Sony, you're for the players, right, motherfuckers?
Exactly. Yeah, then ask the players.
Yeah, and put the games that you know you could definitely get on. Don't put, like, Tony Hawk and shit we know we're definitely not getting. Just put the shit that you know you can get, and like, all right, what do you guys want? And the ones that have the most hits can get on there, you know? That's all.
Yo, man, I don't see no Legacy of Kain on this bitch.
What about Legend of Dragoon? I mean, that was a Sony RPG.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
That's not on here. Come
you
on.
Know, we got Mr. Driller instead, you know?
Yeah.
This makes me feel like they were in a meeting and they were like, oh, you see what Nintendo's doing? Yeah, can we shit one of these type of things out? Yeah, all right.
Oh, yeah.
Make it so. Just do it. That's what are exactly we putting out? Of fucking grab. Grab some old shit from down in the basement. Just come on.
Dude, Jumping Flash is this thing's pilot wings. It's only on there because it was a fucking launch title. You know, that shows off the graphics. Yeah. I'm sorry, the Pilot Wings was not good. It just had Mode 7. That's the only thing I had going for it.
Yeah, it was a Mode 7 demo. Like, come on. Like, you had, there was some great shit, like Vagrant Story. I mean, you couldn't make a phone call to Square and just be like, yo, can we license that again?
Yeah.
And put it on
Final Fantasy Tactics. I don't see that shit on here.
Oh, yeah. That. I mean, this is, so you have Siphon Filter, which is great. The first Rainbow Six, not so much. It was
that was not a good game.
But not compared to what you got now. Going back to that,
well, they put Ghost Recon on there.
At least the PC version. The PC version was a lot better for
me. Sure. You know, and like yeah, like you said, Rayman's good, but it's like, wait, you picked like Super Puzzle Fighter 2 Turbo and not regular Street Fighter.
Street Fighter Alpha should have been on there.
Yeah, not any alphas.
Yeah,
but Puzzle Fighter. It's not even Pocket Fighter. It's Puzzle. So it's literally Tetris.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, Puzzle Fighter's a good game. Don't hate.
No, I'm not hating on it, but you could have had Street Fighter Alpha.
Yeah, like, no, you should have. I agree with that. It's like, not even a. One, Tekken's the only fighting game on there.
No, yeah. Battle Arena Toshinden.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Okay, so they got two of them at least, but you're right. Where's the two? There's no 2D fighting game, but I don't know. But yeah, Vagrant Story. What about that, you know?
Yeah, Vagrant Story. But again, that is not a popular game.
Oh, but about an actual popular one? Xenogears. I don't see that shit on here.
Xenogears. But Parasite Eve did better than that.
Yeah. How about padding it with challenging stuff? You could have put the Metal Gear Solid VR missions, which was a separate game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You just put both of them in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could have done better than Nintendo. I actually have 40 titles, you know? But no.
Also that.
Yeah. You know, exactly. But still get rid of the bullshit, you know? All right, man. Where the fuck are we right now? We are up to... this is a fun story. Okay, so yesterday, sites were reporting that Konami was disabling people's PT on their hard drives. So everybody ran with it, went crazy, right?
I went, after I saw that thing, I instantly went over to my console and I checked in and it worked fine. I even posted it at you late early in the morning.
Yeah, yeah, you sent me
maybe
a screenshot.
Maybe it's a region thing. Are they in Europe?
It gets better, Adam. It gets better. This morning, turns out, fake news. It was all fake.
Oh, man.
Know? So, Polygoon, as Torrance calls them, they had to retract the story and apologize and all that.
Why didn't they just try it themselves before
going? Brian, you said this perfectly in our little chat. Explain to them why this is insane. Like, these are reporters and they missed something that they should have seen.
Yeah, my thing was, I don't understand how no one on the staff was able to verify this in the sense of they turn on the PS4 and actually check. Because if these guys were as they claim to be a gaming site, then surely they would want to have a copy of PT on a PS4 somewhere, just because. Again, I'm pretty sure that we all have a copy of PT, because again, at this point in time, PT is just one of those things that will never exist in real life, so hence, we have a copy of it to save its history. So I'm finding it really weird that no one on Kotaku, Polygon staff, had a PS4 that had it on there, because there must be at least 20 of them, and none of them had it, and none of them just turned on and verified it. And even then, they have contacts, they have people that they talk to. They couldn't have talked to them and say, hey, is your PT version working? No, instead they just ran clickbait. This idea, and then they just went through and said, boom, here it is. Like, is that journalism, or is that just them just like being like bloggers and like, hey, let's just publish this stuff without even fact-checking and go off and get it done? And then they're all like, oh yeah, we made a mistake and we didn't fact check. It's like, it takes 5 seconds to just check that shit. Like, honestly, it's so easy. Just turn on a PS4 and see if it works.
That's what Manny did. He checked that shit right away. Well, yeah. These guys could have done it too. And it wasn't just Polygon. It was all these big gaming sites. Nobody turned on their PS4 to verify this shit. They couldn't call their friends. Mm-hmm. They just ran with it because it was a hot story, you know?
Yeah, and then the only thing, the only part of it that I was, like, unsure of with that specific one was the fact that there was, like, an update date on that thing. And I don't know, I haven't, the part of it that I was not sure of is, has there been an update since that, you know, since that thing, because that they had a different date than I had on my one, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nope. It was fake news, you know? And Manny, you figured out that something was off by the screenshot, right?
Yeah. Like, you look at it, you see that little lock thing. Now, the only time you ever get that lock thing is if your account is, hasn't been, you know, you had to re-verify your account with, you know, Sony or something like that. And then all of your shit gets reactivated again. So whoever this was probably not on their current console, or changed their console around and didn't bother to re-verify that specific PlayStation that it's on. Like, in other words, they copied all the stuff over from an old PlayStation, right? And then didn't verify the new PlayStation with it. So all the it looked like that and a bunch of other, you know, that content was locked out.
Yeah, but again, these guys didn't bother to do that. You did it. Mm-hmm. You're not even a journalist. You did it. You
know? I wanted to look at it for myself, because, to be honest, I don't believe everything that goes on fucking Reddit.
Yeah. Reddit's a questionable place, you know, so. Yeah,
Reddit has, you know, Reddit definitely has some good things. But there's also a bunch of bullshit on there.
Yeah.
There has never been a lie told on Reddit.
The worst is, man, you're spreading stuff and they're like, yeah, this happened. And then you go to original source and it says rumor. Yo, it's a rumor. But once they start spreading it, people spread that rumor as fact.
Yeah. And then the sad thing is, like, people are going to look at this shit in the future, be like, oh shit, it don't work no more. They don't, you know, because they're not going to do the follow-up, you know? It's crazy, man. Like, come on, guys, just turn on your shit and check it out. Or do you just not have a...
Don't believe everything you read.
Yeah. Actually, it's just it was too hot to verify, as they call it.
You know, I heard a rumor, and this sounds like it might be plausible now. I heard a rumor that Polygon doesn't actually have any PlayStations.
Oh.
I think you're right. I heard that rumor.
Well, they were funded by Microsoft, so...
No, Adam thinks he heard that too, so we've now verified the source.
I did hear that.
But that's pretty much what these guys did. Oh, where did you hear it on Reddit? Oh, shit, that's gotta be true.
No, it's not pretty much. It's news. Did you not hear Adam verified it?
Yeah, two people confirmed it. That's it.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. And you feel that it's news, right? That's the most important thing.
I feel it. I know it. We know it, because they could have easily turned on a
place. If it feels like news, it is news, man.
They didn't turn on one because they don't have one.
Oh, man. That is wild. All right. Weird, so there you go. That's our debunking fake news for the week, you know?
It's sad, but, you know, but it also, you know, makes you, look into the fact that it's like, okay, so are these guys, why aren't these guys, you know, looking through this information and doing the simple thing of just contacting somebody or getting, turning on one of their PlayStation 4s to find out if this is a valid thing. Clickbait. I mean, here's the thing, like, you know, yes, you know, it is true that a lot of games journalists and journalism gets the sort of thing off, these sort of stuff off of, you know, Reddit, right? Sometimes there is some things that are on there that are true, or some of them are there. But even if they couldn't confirm it, they should have still put it down as a rumor, or, you know, an unchecked fact.
Well, and that's okay. That's the frustrating thing about this, is like, they could have done their due diligence and just reported it like that. The problem is they didn't. And like, I virtually guarantee you, and I'm not even being sarcastic for once here, I virtually guarantee you, if you brought this up, their response would be, we don't have the time to go through and double check and triple check everything with a fine tooth comb that comes through. We don't have the resources to put everything that we post through that kind of scrutiny. To which my answer would be, what, all of the fucking video game news? We're on a podcast that talks about video game news. There's only so much video game news, and there is not too much news to actually report on. The only point in which you get to that point is when you're making up news. So to me, what I literally hear is the only reasonable thing they could say is like, well, we're too busy making up news to actually verify whether it's news or not.
Oh, man. It's like, come on, guys. Reporting on gaming news is not that fucking hard. It's very easy to verify shit or unverify it, you know?
Unless you're making up 30 stories a day.
Yeah.
Like, so which is it? Are you bad at your job or are you a shill?
Why can't you be both?
Oh, you can, but there's no room for neither.
Yeah, right. I'm thinking about that meme with the little Chinese girl. What about both? It's crazy. Unless you guys want anything to add, I think we're almost done with this show. I think we just want to play Red Dead, man. Just being honest right now.
I don't know. I don't know what you're
actually
talking
about.
Actually,
you know what? Red Dead. Yeah. Manny, are you playing anything right now?
Me? Am I playing anything right now? I mean, I'm still playing God of War, you know, but nobody wants to hear about that. You're all on the new hotness.
Yeah. Fuck that. I'm going to go to Brian. Brian, what are you playing right now, man?
I'm playing my Switch.
Oh, shit. Yeah, let's talk about Brian. Hold up. Hold up. Brian has a Switch. You got to tell us this story, man.
I've always wanted a Switch for different small reasons. First one, to sail the high seas, and yes, my adventure is going quite well. The high seas are, again, I've just set sail not so long ago. I can still see my dock, so hence, it's, yeah, early days. But still, that was one of them. And also, I can finally say I'll be able to play my first Zelda game as well.
Oh, shit.
That's one thing I've never done. I've never played a Zelda game, ever.
No, man, you never played a Zelda?
Nope. Never did.
Give him any shit. I didn't play my first Zelda game until like 2011 when Ocarina of Time came on 3DS, man. Fuck.
What's wrong with you?
Actually, no, I did. Because I did play the first Zelda on NES for like 5 minutes. Like, what the fuck is this bullshit? You know? Anyway, go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, so I got that. Got it with Mario Odyssey because, of course, that's like the game that everyone buys with it. Since
NPD's baby.
I'm actually enjoying it. It's a fun game, you know. It's interesting. Like, there's so much stuff to do in like one level. I really do like that. So, lots of entertainment value there. The console itself is all right. The screen is slightly smaller than I thought it would have been. Like, I'm just now used to like my Samsung S8, so it's like seeing like the black border.
Oh, it's got a big bezel. Weird. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that. But again, that's just me.
Really, it looks like a tablet.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's that. Joy-Cons are pretty damn cool. The vibration stuff is all right. It's vibrating, so that's cool. I don't really have an issue with them just yet. Not played any motion control games because I don't have any, so can't really speak on that. But so far, I think it's okay. I don't really have any big gripes. I can see the battery life being a problem because it's not really lasting that long. But at the same time, it does a job. You know, it gets me through like a work day with no problem. So I'm fine. And yes, I'm one of those people that takes it on the go because I see it as a thing that's on the go. And that's one of the reasons why I actually bought it, because again, I can take my games on the go.
Yeah. Same here.
Your seafaring games, right?
Yes.
So are you hyped for tonight?
What's happening tonight?
Diablo 3, man. I'm waiting. I pre-ordered. I can't wait for that shit to unlock. It's already loaded. Taking down the go. That's getting rave reviews, man. Especially in handheld mode. It's showing four player on there. I've seen people trying to crash the shit. No frame rate loss. It's just running smooth.
No error 37.
No error 37. They got that fixed.
Not really interested in Diablo. Plus, if I was, then my PC and PS4s are there. So it's kind of like, I don't know if I would. But I don't know.
It's just for on the go. That's why I see it. Because I was like, shit, I'd love to play this on the go. Play this at work and shit.
I might check it out. I was tempted to get Dark Souls, but it's like, do I really want to take that level of madness with me? Like, nah, I'm good.
I heard that has a lot of issues, though.
Really? I heard good things about it.
That it's not the remaster that they were... It's the older remaster game. It's the older game. It's a remaster of the old game. It's deceiving in the title. It's not the newest one.
Yeah, it's like the PS3 version, not the... Yeah. Like, new. Yeah, that's fine. I mean, it's just like... Did anyone actually expect like the like PS4 version on there? Because I honestly did not. I'm like, even if it is the PS4 version, it's not going to look the same because it's the Switch. I'm sorry, you know. So yeah, I am liking it. I got some new games coming up that I'm going to play. These include Breath of the Wild, of course. 1-2 Switch because I just want to see how good or bad that is.
Money on that. That better be off of like Tortuga or something. That better not be. Got money on that shit.
Chris, all I'm gonna say is that there's a lot of trucks here and there's a lot of road bumps.
There you go.
Just falls off.
Yeah,
it's weird. Yeah, 1-2 Switch, Breath of Wild, Mario Kart. Because again, I just want to play Mario Kart.
Yeah, no, Mario Kart's a given. I still play that all the time. That's I love that game.
I want to try out Dragon Ball FighterZ because I want to see how that plays. Because I'm interested to see, will it play well? Will it play crappily? I don't know.
Oh, Brian, get Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze. That's a good one if you like platforming games.
Why not?
That's what Sodep says, and he's right about that. The new Donkey Kong games are good.
I will check it out. I'm liking the Switch so far. Not loving it, but I'm liking it.
Here's my question. Is this the first Nintendo product you've bought?
Oh, yes, it is. It's also the first Nintendo... Well, the most recent Nintendo product I've bought since the Game Boy Color. That purple one that was like see-through. So, yeah.
Nice. All right, so welcome to the Nintendo family.
Welcome to the dark side.
I have a Switch. Oh, yeah, I got the blue and red one, in case people are wondering, because I couldn't stand the black one.
Yeah, that's the one I have too, the neon one, yeah.
Brian's racism continues.
You know, you don't like black nothing, man. Except black women. He likes those. Right, Brian?
I like all women.
There you go. My man, that's how it is. We don't see no colors when it comes to the fine women's.
No.
Even people that are super racist don't see that.
Well, you know, you turn off the lights, man. That shit don't matter.
All same in the
you know, that's it, man. You want to be racist, turn the lights off. You know? You ain't going to be racist in about 3 seconds.
Dude, I love how even racist people be like, yeah, but Halle Berry's fine, right? Like, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they're putting up a front. You show them any fine honey, no matter what race, they'll be like, oh, shit. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, throw it down. You know how we do, man. All right, I want to get back to Red Dead, so I'm wrapping this shit up. I think we all want to get back to Red Dead, you know? All right, so thank you for watching and listening. Subscribe to Throwdown on SoundCloud, iTunes, and YouTube. Follow us on Twitch, Twitter, and Facebook at Throwdown Show. Links are located in the description below. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco. Tonight's joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you later, guys.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Brett Murdoch.
It's been real party, people.
Adam Vale.
Have a good weekend, people.
And Brian Munjoma.
Damn daylight savings on farmers. annoys me.
Screw those farmers.
Is it the farm? See, now that's the shit. Like, is the farmer, is the energy company? It's like, or is it for schools? I think it's for the schools because you have a lot of kids that walk. Well,
originally,
to
it was for the farmers. You know,
I think it depends on where you're from. Where you're from? I think that's
right. No, but the farmers, so that when they get up at like 6 o'clock, it's not dark anymore.
Yeah,
but the same thing. That's what I'm saying. You could say that for farmers, but the same thing goes for kids that have to travel to school by themselves. You don't want your little kids traveling. I mean, you see it all the time where I'm at too. It's like it's dark, and you see all these little kids holding hands because it's, you know, it's so dark and trying to get to school.
Did they even have schools when this show was enacted?
Damn right. What do you mean? Schools have always been around.
Not really. A few hundred years ago, they didn't have schools. You know, you taught them at home or whatever. You know, or actually, you didn't teach them anything. They were illiterate. You put them on the field. You know.
Well, no, I mean, they did have school teachers, but they didn't have public, like a full public
school. Yeah, they had like every town had a school, but yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
but
you could have a designated school, a person who's a school teacher who, you know, goes to the local schoolhouse and starts teaching, you know, children.
Yeah,
you know?
That's a whole other topic. Anyway, go ahead, Brett. What were you gonna say?
I was gonna say Hawaii does it right. They're just straight up like, nope, not doing it. They just don't observe daylight savings time. So nice. It's like, part of the year, they're 4 hours different. Part of the year, they're 5 hours different. Because it's like, no, fuck that noise. No, just no.
See, I like that. I like that attitude. Anyway, guys, we'll see you on Sunday. And remember, Riku will be back on Friday and Saturday. And Chris is going to be streaming some shit on Saturday, too. You know, Chris, what are you gracing us with, man?
Oh, I hope you like Castlevania, because I'll be playing Rondo of Blood. And hopefully I'll be able to save the maidens. And I'll explain on the stream what I mean by that.
Yes, so that'll be Saturday afternoon, Chris?
Saturday afternoon, yeah.
Nice.
I'll probably post the time tomorrow.
Yeah, right. What is that? There you go, people. Right, yeah, people. We're going to have a lot of content. All right, later.
Later.
Later.